Hello once again, everybody, and thank you for joining me here on this Thursday, March 15th edition of Bang the Book Radio. My name is Adam Burke, your host for the next 15 minutes or so, as we go over all kinds of things in the world of sports from a betting focus. Glad to have you with me, as I'll just run through some quick thoughts here on the first day of March Madness, then I'll do the same thing here coming up on Friday's edition as well. Just giving you a little bit of quick insight here as we look ahead to all the games that are going on, and first and foremost, I should say, I do want to throw out to all of our listeners out there, look, March Madness is a great time. St. Patrick's Day is coming up on Saturday as well. Please be responsible. Designated driver. Use Uber. Use Lyft. Don't kill yourself or somebody else. It's a fun time of year. It's a great time of year to go out, have some fun with your friends and colleagues and whatever the case may be. But I just want to throw that out here at the top of the show. There have been far too many good people lost as a result of drunk driving accidents. So don't make yourself one of those on either side of the statistic, if you can help it. So we got a lot of great stuff going on over at bangthebook.com for March Madness and also for the other things that are going on here. NBA and NHL still rolling right along. You can check out my situational articles with that. Also put up a preview today for UFC Fight Night 127 that's in London on Saturday. But March Madness, we've got you covered wall to wall. Region previews for all four regions. Two from myself, two from Lockie Lockerson. Charles J. from our VietBet affiliate also writing up some things here over the last couple of days. We've got a bunch of player profiles. We've got previews of the 12 seeds, previews of the 13 seeds. We've got some video previews as well over there at bangthebook.com. So much going on. Make sure you check out our matchup data section. Also attached there, the game previews that we've got up for each individual March Madness game. Betting trends are always available over at bangthebook.com as well. We truly are your one-stop shop for sports betting news and information. And keep in mind here too that, you know, the shows that were played earlier this week, obviously the games are being played today. If you haven't had a chance to listen to those shows, you're in a little bit of a time crunch, but we did talk about games that are coming up on Friday. We talked about some long-term futures looks. And again, you know, a lot of sports books will update the futures market as we go throughout the tournament here. So, you know, as results start to come in, as the draws to get down to the Elite Eight and the Final Four start to take shape based on the winners of the first and second round games, books are constantly adjusting those prices. So if you're still needing to hedge some futures or you're looking to take advantage of some opportunities that are out there, make sure that you do that. A few notes I want to bring up here about some of the line moves that we're seeing here today. And I know a lot of people like to throw around, you know, oh, it's Christmas Eve before the Super Bowl or March Madness or, you know, the actual Christmas holiday or whatever it is that you celebrate out there. Today actually does feel like Christmas, especially with the way that the odds board is just lighting up here this morning. Sharp involvement, public investment, all that stuff out there in the marketplace. And the biggest tip I can give you here for today is be aware of where these line moves are probably coming from. You know, when you think about, if you start to see movement on Wright State, which we have seen, the public is not betting Wright State there in game 737, 738. That's going to be a sharp move. The public does not know much about Wright State or a team like UNC Greensboro, if you start to see line movement there. You know, Duke is going to get play no matter how big the spread is from public bettors. So use a lot of discretion here today. Understand that in a lot of instances, you'll be able to tell the nature of the line moves based on the teams that are getting played. You know, sometimes you'll have that hot mid-major team like a Davidson. That may be a little bit of a public move, maybe a little bit of a sharp move, probably some of both in there. But you know that you're going to get public money coming back in on Kentucky tonight because public bettors know Kentucky. They feel like they can trust Kentucky. So that's the most important thing here today. If you're kind of torn on some of these games, maybe you haven't gotten your action in yet, maybe you're going to bet, you know, as we go throughout the sporadic parts of the day here, understanding where line moves are coming from based on the context that's out there is such a very important skill. And that's one of the things that we talk about here on the shows all the time is understanding the nature of these line moves. It allows you to know where they're coming from, allows you to know if you want to be on that side, if you want to go with your own handicap, if you want to go in the face of the sharp bettors, you can do that. If you've got a strong conviction or a strong set of convictions about a handicap, but you're against the sharp side, take it. You know, because as I've talked about before, and as I mentioned, you know, using Brad Powers' newsletter as a reference, he's a very, very sharp football handicapper, one of the sharpest in the industry, one of the smartest and hardest working guys on the football and basketball sides of the ledger. But especially with football and that newsletter, 55% over a sample size of 500 plus games. You know, sharp guys are going to lose 45, 46% of the time, and it's still considered a good season for them. So when you look at something like this, know, there's probably going to be some more variance because it is a smaller sample size. But the fact remains that the sharps are not always right. The public is not always wrong. The public has gotten a lot smarter over the last few years based on some of the resources that are on the resources that are out there. You know, hopefully our site included in that and our radio show included in that. But there's a lot more out there, you know, a lot more statistics, a lot more sites where you've got people digging into efficiency metrics and things of that sort. You know, there are a lot of places out there now where you can get a lot of really good data that can help you with your handicapping. So with that in mind, you know, the sharps aren't always going to be right. The public isn't always going to be wrong. And you know, you still want to know, though, the nature of the line moves. You want to know where the money is coming from here in a lot of these games. And you can kind of see some of that stuff taking shape here in the marketplace today. So if there's anything that you can take away here, you know, from this short little abbreviated version of the show, it's that. Read the context in the betting market. It is so important. It is critically important. And keep in mind, too, here that, you know, you're going to have a lot of people betting based on the time of the day. You've got people now betting those the 12:15, 12:40, 1:30, 2 o'clock games. As those are going on or when those finish up, then you'll start to get that involvement in the 3 o'clock and 4 o'clock time slots. And then a bunch of games, of course, coming up here in prime time tonight. A lot of bettors are going to bet sporadically throughout the day. A lot of sharp bettors have already extracted line value from some of the games that are out there. You know, like taking Penn down to as low as 13.5, for example. You know, that's sharp people doing that early on in the week. And one other consideration here, and this is true of all sports betting markets, but especially here during March Madness, is that you're going to have some sharp bettors that do try to get out there in front of the market, that will try to anticipate some of these line moves, try to get some of that value taken away, and then come back on the other side, look to play those middles, or maybe come over the top for more money. It's kind of like, you know, when you do sort of a check raise in poker, for example. You know, you want to get something going a little bit. The public's kind of looking around going, well, you know, I really like this trendy underdog. I don't care if the numbers move to 1.5. You know, I think Davidson can go out there and beat Kentucky. Then you may see the sharp groups or some sharp groups come back over the top. Another thing to keep in mind here at this time of the year and every time of the year as well is that, you know, sharps aren't always on the same sides. I know that we like to talk about the sharp side, and everyone seems to think that, or not everyone, but some people seem to think that is just every group of sharps that is out there is all on the same side. Clearly not the case. You know, you look at the nature of the line move, and, you know, we've got games that kind of seesaw back and forth. If all sharps were on the same side of the games that are the sharp sides, we'd see far more drastic line moves. So there probably are some sharp groups battling it out, going head-to-head here with each other today. You know who some of those are, groups like Right Angle, and then obviously, you know, some of the other bigger syndicates that are out there. But, you know, there's a lot to consider here at this time of the year. And I'll speak to another point here that I've been talking about a lot more throughout this season, you know, with both football and basketball, is that I think full game handicapping has just gotten so difficult because these lines are so efficient. And, you know, you've got teams that just have varying motivations as the games go along. Now, obviously, in March Madness, everybody is motivated to advance. But if you're a team, let's say you're Villanova, you know, you're a 23.5-point favorite against Radford today, you're going to win that game. If you're up by 40 in the second half, you're probably not going to leave the back door open for Radford because you're 17 points clear of the number. If you're up by 28, 26, something like that, you know, do you start emptying the bench? You know, that was a good point that I believe Rolf Michaels made on yesterday. Or no, it was actually, I apologize. Or I think it was Brian Blessing that made the point on Tuesday's show that, you know, for a lot of these teams, the bench guys will play in these games in the first round and then won't play again. And the coaches know that. So, you know, they will be going to their benches a little bit more, trying to protect some of their star players. The last thing you need is for Jalen Brunson to roll an ankle up by 26 with 4 minutes left in the second half. You don't need that at all if you're Villanova. So you got to pay attention to these types of considerations as well. And that's why I think, per usual, live betting and derivative betting, absolutely the way to go. It's just so hard with a full game to get a team to get you ahead of that number and stay ahead of that number. With derivative betting and live betting, you can watch what's going on in the game. You can see how things are playing out. And furthermore here, another thing about, you know, this in particular with March Madness, you've got some significant coaching gaps here. You've got some teams that get there based on talent or based on merit or based on the conference that they're in. but they may not have a very good coach. You know, and this is something I think it's worth kind of pointing out a little bit with South Dakota State and Ohio State. And I do like the Jackrabbits a little bit in this spot, but Chris Holtmann has done a brilliant job with this Ohio State program this year. Absolutely brilliant. This team is at least a year ahead of schedule, quite possibly 2 years ahead of schedule. South Dakota State, with Dom, has easily the best player in the Summit League. I won't claim to know a whole lot about their coaching situation or, you know, how they play on a game-by-game basis in the Summit League. But what I do know is that South Dakota State's going to be a pretty popular public underdog here today, I think, because we haven't seen anything from Ohio State in a while. And obviously, toward the tail end of the year, Ohio State fell off a little bit. Chris Holtmann has had time to prepare for this game. He's had time to prepare his team for this opponent. Does that coaching mismatch show up? I don't know. We'll find out. But if Ohio State's trailing in the first half by a bucket or two heading into the intermission, I'll look to play Ohio State in the second half because I know Chris Holtmann can coach. I know Chris Holtmann can make those adjustments that are necessary to get his team over the hump. I don't know if South Dakota State, you know, has that capacity to the same extent because I've seen Chris Holtmann in action, not just with Ohio State, but also with Butler as well. So those are some of the things that you can look to do from a derivative standpoint where if Ohio State's down 4 or 5 or something like that going into the break and the adjusted second half number is Ohio State, you know, -6, -7, then you're paying -1, -1.5, -2 for the full game as opposed to 8 for the full game. And you've got a coach that should make adjustments. So those are the types of angles that I think you want to look for here a little bit in some of these games. So you've got you've got John Calipari. You know, if Kentucky comes out flat in this game, can Cal change, you know, the dynamic? Can Cal change the narrative for that game? You'll probably see a lot of people playing Kentucky in the second half. Davidson's a very well-coached team as well. They have been for quite some time. And obviously, making the run they did in the A-10 tournament, they're a very well-coached team. So these are the types of things that you want to consider and that you're able to consider a little bit more, you know, when it comes to derivative betting. And that's why I think that that's the way of the future here in this industry. And I also think that, you know, that's the way that you can best approach, you know, a type of tournament like this or really any type of betting event. You know, because, again, you can take some of the variance out of it because you've seen things with your own eyes. You've created data points within this one game. And then you can act accordingly. And that's something I think is a very, very important skill set to have. And look, you're going to be watching these games. You know, this isn't like a Saturday college basketball where you've got to go to Home Depot and Bed Bath & Beyond and your kid's got a, you know, a Pop Warner football game or, you know, a fourth grade basketball game or, you know, your wife, you got a honey-do list or, you know, you're going out with the girls shopping. You got to pick up something for your daughter for school. It's hard to live bet and do the derivative betting when it comes to those traditional weekend cards, or maybe even sometimes the weeknight cards, you know, because you're helping kids with homework or you're getting the kids to bed or you got a work presentation in the morning or whatever else. A lot of people, you know, schedule vacation days here for March Madness. A lot of people put themselves in a position to worry only about the games here over these 2 days, whether they're out, you know, in Vegas or watching with their buddies at the bar or whatever the case may be. So you're actually getting to watch these games. So this can open up a world of possibilities for you from a live betting standpoint and from a derivative standpoint. So that's really what I wanted to talk about here today. I got this started a little bit later than I wanted to, so I don't know how many sets of ears will actually get on it. That's why I'm definitely going to keep it very short here today. But that's the thing. Those are the big takeaways I want you to have from today in looking at the market. And then you can apply these concepts a little bit more to the markets tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday. Then, of course, once we get into the Sweet 16 and the Elite Eight next weekend. So look for the context of line moves out there. Understand who is betting what, why they're doing it. See if you can decipher that. And this is also a good exercise for the future, for the regular seasons in all of the particular leagues. And then, of course, derivative betting, live betting. Look for those opportunities. Seize them, isolate them, take advantage, and you should wind up with a pretty good card here by the end of Thursday night. So just a few thoughts from me here on today's show. Make sure you use bangthebook.com as a resource for you. We've got a lot of great stuff going on over there. Also, you know, check out our sportsbook reviews. Find yourself a sportsbook. Shop around for the best prices, especially from a futures standpoint here as we move throughout the tournament. We've got great write-ups on DSI. You can use that Bang200 promo code, 100% deposit match bonus for the sportsbook and for the live casino. We've got Bookmaker, Five Dimes, BetOnline, Bovada, BetAnySports, VietBet, Galaxy Sports, GT Bets. The list goes on and on with our sportsbook reviews that we have over there. Get into our free pick contest as well. Use that matchup data section to your advantage. And, of course, when you get the time, listen back through the segments that we've had here on Bang the Book Radio this week. Check out the March Madness previews. And don't forget about those other leagues as well, because with so much emphasis being paid to college basketball right now, I guarantee you there's money to be made out there in the NBA betting market tonight, in the NHL betting market tonight. And I've got my situational articles for you to check out over there at bangthebook.com. That'll do it for me. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. Good luck. Enjoy the madness. And I'll talk to you again tomorrow.